with your whack granola ass. Chatting up the neighbors just to make you feel better. You a fucking gentrifier. Trash.
Hello? 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 Nothing more cringe than the sound of your own voice, right? Hey, what's up? I'm your host, Hannah, and you're listening to This Is Not Fine. This Is Not Fine is your healthy dose of rage about culture, media, and society, only on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. Dear listeners, I'm back with a holiday special episode. As you heard me say in my last episode, I did not plan on coming back to the mic until the new year. But with all the COVID chaos and dread that we're reliving again, I just felt like I had to come here and check in with you folks. Is anybody okay? Is my question. I know, I'm being facetious. But on a more serious note, with COVID case numbers spiking and the new restrictions in place, things are looking quite grim again. We are languishing yet again. I feel a sense of deja vu, like I'm back to early 2021, 2020, when we were in the third wave, fourth wave. I don't know. I have lost track. People canceled plans to visit home for the holidays, were not able to see family, and some folks got stranded while traveling. And all of this sucks. It sucks a lot. I don't celebrate Christmas, but the holidays are such a festive season that you can't help but feel the Christmas spirit. I was definitely looking forward to New Year's Eve, but as we know, all the events are cancelled in Vancouver, which is definitely the responsible thing to do to contain the spread and all, but damn it, it's a bummer. Call me a fool, but I do subscribe to the New Year, New Me mantra. But what's the point even? If you don't get to go a little crazy, make some questionable decisions, and feel super nostalgic on December 31st. And as always, promise yourself to do better and be better on January 1st. It is totally natural to feel disheartened with the state of the world, and I don't know about you, but I love me some mindless social media scrolling when I'm trying to distract myself from all the news. But honestly, more often than not, it makes me feel worse. Hey, everyone has it better on Instagram, don't they? That's precisely what is not fine today. Comparison. Comparison is truly the thief of joy. And that is what I'm going to be talking about today. But let's take a break first and listen to some tunes. Here's Bad to Worse by Rara Riot. Catch you in a bit.
Don't clam chowder. If the ocean's not enough for it, my rolling in, I feel a dark swell crawling up the skin of my spine. If I know you've sold on me, guy. Well, alrighty, Aphrodite, go with that red for other eyes.
my dudes, you're listening to an impromptu episode of This Is Not Fine. You just heard Alrighty Aphrodite by Vancouver's own Peach Pit. Before that, you heard Combat Baby by Metric, and I started off with Bad to Worse by Rara Riot. Today, we're talking about comparison and how it's a thief of joy. As Marie Kondo would say, if it doesn't spark joy, ditch it? Something along those lines, but she'll make it sound way more sophisticated than I am, or I can. So, it's hard, right? Ditching Instagram or Twitter, because sure, it does have some value. That's how we connect with people and the world, essentially. But it can cause a lot of negative emotions towards ourselves and others. And especially around the holidays, right? Where you're just people watching on your screen and it almost always feels like others are having a great time and living their best lives. If you, like me, don't celebrate Christmas, or your holiday plans went south, or you're just struggling, either you're away from your family, experiencing grief, loss, mental or physical health issues, going through a heartbreak, or something else, it can feel very lonely. It's cold outside, there is barely any sun, and little to no Christmas cheer. In the second anniversary of COVID, as Bonnie Henry reminded us this week, which is here to stay for a while. Sorry I sound so doom and gloom, and I hope to God that this is over. Another thing which is wild to me is how hyper-connected we are. Which, in fact, just leaves us feeling more and more alone. Why am I so updated with my grade 10 classmate's life? Who was such a bully and really mean? Has she changed? Probably not. And frankly, I don't care. But I can tell you where she had dinner last night. if I don't check my phone for a day, the world is not going to end, period. We can all save ourselves some FOMO, envy, and unnecessary comparison, I feel, if we limit our social media intake. I know, I probably sound like your mom right now, but hey, this is what I tell myself as well. Am I really enjoying my mindless Twitter scrolling of dumpster fire tweets, or just avoiding a feeling or a task? Sherry Turkle, who's a psychologist and author of the book called Alone Together, Why We Expect More from Technology and Less from Others, talks about this phenomenon of I share, therefore I am, as a validation to our existence. Basically, the equivalent of Gen Z saying, if you didn't post it on Instagram, did it even happen? In the same vein, we aimlessly scrolling, doom scrolling to feel something is perhaps I scroll, therefore I am. It's draining, so, so draining. As always, a part of the show is to play cool music for you folks. I definitely spend hours curating playlists for my episodes, and I hope you enjoy these songs as much as I do. Here's Stop Making Stupid People Famous by Our Lady Peace and Pussy Riot. Stop.
Stupid people famous now. It's in my head. In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
The Aboriginal Frontier Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Frontdoor Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org. Welcome back. You're listening to CIDR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The show is called This Is Not Fine, Your Healthy Dose of Rage About Culture, Media, and Society. And I'm your host, Henna. I just want to say thanks for sticking around, folks. I really appreciate all of you who are listening to me right now. You just heard Let's Go by The Beaches, a Canadian all-women band, which is pretty cool. Before that, you heard Mercy by J.J. Wilde, and I started off the set with Stop Making Stupid People Famous. Yeah, truly, we need to stop making stupid people famous and idolizing them. So today we're talking about social media comparison, or social media and comparison. Comparison is toxic, but we all still do it. It doesn't serve us at all. Everyone has a different life, a different journey, different story, different abilities and talents, different everything. So it's just like comparing a fish and a monkey, you know? I blame capitalism for a lot of it. Our self-worth is attached to our productivity, and as if that's not taxing enough, it is also tied to how much your sibling is doing, your cousin is doing, and how much money your childhood friend is making. I know, we all grew up learning that competition is something to aspire to, but sir, I refuse to participate. Teach your kids to share and be kind, please, rather than to compete and be ruthless. This dog-eat-dog world mentality is such a neoliberalist construct and very self-absorbed. You're not helping anybody or making a difference in the world. Maybe we can try and do better in the new year, in 2022. There, I said it. 2022, though I'm mentally still in 2019, not gonna lie. Speaking of change and New Year resolutions, I'm going to play Change by Snotty Nose Res Kids off of their new album called Life After. Enjoy!
Could I breathe this new life? Bear this new birth? Burdened by old skin. Still warmth is my kryptonite. Birth by fire. Trial by ice. Whose depths I have not known. Been on my days, on my
moon, it's a full moon. I'm in tune, never alone in an empty room. Grown cause I've known to bear bad news. Child of the moon, I was raised with a copper spoon. Ain't nobody got us like we got us. Way before the days of back of the school bus. We never had much, just a lot of love. So much I ain't even know what being broke was. Plant the seed and it'll grow, my nature. Starve the ego, feed the soul, my nature. Family under nothing, rest cold, my nature. Decolonize your mind, that's when you glow, my nature. Last night I had a dream. My granny singing out for me. Every time I pray, she looking out for me. Said you proud and hopes I'm finding everything I'm looking for. Woke up and smudged as the happy tears fall down. So count the blessings you've been getting. I see my funerals and graduations and the weddings. Man, I loved and I lost. Don't you doubt it for a second. No RIP to all my dogs. I know dogs go to heaven, Whatever shake me or break me, I hope it make me better now. Cause all I wanna do is make my mama proud. The change start with me, you know me now. So I ain't gonna change the world unless I change myself.
Days on my change on my ways on my mind.
Say correct, and my daddy told me I'm a reflection. Never know me best. Rest boy turn spiritual, let the hair grow. Young boy turn lyrical, a voice for my people. I'ma see it through. Mama couldn't give me life, she told me I'm a miracle. To the blessings I've been given, and all the late nights, mama cooking in the kitchen. For all the extra miles that wouldn't eat unless she did it. I love you, mama. This for you, we gon' get it. Take my shoes, you can walk a mile. I've been in hell and back, cause mama, my old made me brown. And we all know real love's on the east side of town. If you really wanna know me, you should stay a while. Hey, crooked smile, boy, style on them. Res kids, you can call me cousin. They said we wouldn't amount to nothing. Label something else, guess it's better than nothing. I've been down bad, but I know my word. Nowadays, when I'm down, it's when I'm down to earth. Don't ignore the pain, I know change hurts. Real change come within, wouldn't change it for the world. For real.
Days on my change on my ways on my mind.
Don't wait for me. I've run this path alone, chasing rabbits till I'm whole. Hurting cause I've stole each moment that we've grown. If your eyes saw my silhouettes, regrets were from my days.
Everyone's an expert in some field they've never studied fully. And this violence never ends if we become the bully. I paint the color of my side, but everything's become so black and white. No need to share my peace of mind, but here it goes.
These days it's like I'm nothing without some opinion about something. I'm virtue signaling and I'm pandering cause I stand for nothing. Too many fictions look like facts and cause violent attacks. If a president can present no evidence and still convince a mob to riot.
I wanna be a better guy, but everything's become so damn divisive and divided, self-important, narrow-minded. Jesus Christ wasn't this fucking righteous. Everyone's an asshole all the time. It's easier to follow than be kind. Anyone that's too scared to be left out will abuse the right.
Everyone's a coward.
We'll be right back. The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
And we're back. You just heard Where Did All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. Before that, I played Everyone's an Asshole by Bad Flavor. And I started off the set with Change by Snotty Nose Rest Kids. this is the final segment, and I'm going to leave you with some last thoughts. Okay, I'll try and give you folks some tips to detox from social media. I mean, what do I know? But you know, hey, we're all learning. We're here together, learning. One thing I can share with you, something tried and tested, is setting a time limit on your social apps. It's quite helpful, except of course, there will be times where you're just going to extend your limit, and that's also fine as long as you're mindful. Just don't be hard on yourself. Definitely avoid screen time 1 hour before going to bed. I just recently started paying attention to how overstimulated my brain always felt while trying to sleep because I would spend hours staring at my phone in bed. Having a nighttime routine that you look forward to is really good. You could read, listen to music, do some guided meditation, do a rubric even till your eyes get tired. Even throughout the day, I'm pushing myself to find hobbies and activities outside social media, outside my phone. In terms of comparison, that's a hard one. We often set unrealistic targets for ourselves, comparing ourselves to the fittest girl on Instagram or to the most accomplished writer on Twitter. And we're really setting ourselves up for failure. It's so harmful. Perhaps it would be helpful if we recognize what we're trying to achieve from this comparison. What kind of life do you want to lead? And more importantly, if you have the urge to compare, think of how far you have come, how much you've grown, and be in competition with yourself in trying to be a better person and trying to be of service to others. That's it. That's today's show. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I value each and every one of you. I hope you have a lovely rest of your holidays. I'm going to leave you with Horny Sick Love Mess by Girl in Red, and next up will be Meet Me at Our Spot by The Anxiety. And lastly, I'll play God I Hope This Year Is Better Than the Last by SYML. Take care and talk to you next year. I just had to do that.
I'm in New York thinking of you, wondering what you are up to from this lonely ass hotel room with the pretty good looking you. I am somewhere in the States, going somewhere on a plane. It doesn't really matter as long as I'm always far away, or maybe on a bus. Times Square in the rain, there's a
of a silent night, all for a broken man, one I don't understand. I get tired around this time, but I will try to make things right. Bring your the path.